local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:05, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. Glad to have you here. New TSA screening procedures, and while we're talking about airports too, they're discussing today what to do about the Mobile Airport. Will it be moved to Brooklyn? What does the study say? We'll get into that in just a little bit. Also, Kelly Finley on the way with headlines. Let's check traffic now with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, still a good ride from Daphne, Spanish Fort, and downtown across the Bayway. If you're traveling from I-10, Dolphin Island Parkway, all the way to Rangeline Road, it's been a pretty quiet ride so far. Cottage Hill, Airport, Schillinger Road, and Moffitt, no delays and no new wrecks in the roadways. Throughout July, the spot, the Battle House, is featuring Treat Yourself Tuesdays and Wind Down Wednesdays. Receive 30% off any service 50 minutes or longer on Tuesday and Wednesdays. Call 338-5700. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with afternoon temperatures in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
All right, 7:07, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here. And by the way, this segment of the show brought to you by our friends at the Original Oyster House. Both locations chock full of great views, great seafood, and great service. You can go check out Little Lagoon out the window there at the Gulf Shores location that's opened in 1983, the original Oyster House, or the newcomer, the new kid on the block. Well, 1985 for the Causeway location. Yeah, I knew you'd go there. Causeway location of the Original Oyster
right
House
stuff.
With great views of the bay, the delta, and Kelly will come in and sing to you, the kids
that.
On the block. As you,
they will tip to not have that happen.
As you enjoy great seafood, I would suggest, and I do this on occasion because I don't think, the Original Oyster House has such a huge menu, so many items, I think that the shrimp are forgotten and the fried shrimp. And there's a thing to be said. Gulf Coast folks, you know what I'm talking about. When a shrimp is perfectly fried, it has a certain amount of tension and then it gives. There's a bouncy and then gives when you bite into that fried shrimp. That's when they're done correctly. That's how they're done every time at the Original Oyster House. So if you're a shrimp fan like me, check those and the other hundreds of items on the menu out at the Original Oyster House, both locations, foot of 59 in Gulf Shores and on the Mobile Bay Causeway. All right, 7:09, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean and Corey. Good morning. Happening right now, the search continues for a missing woman. She's been missing for 19 days. Mobile police are searching for 40-year-old DeCarla Bonner, last seen June 1st. Her mother reported her missing June 11th. She was last known to be driving a black 2001 Toyota Avalon. She's 5 feet 11 inches tall, weighs about 230 pounds. Mobile police say if you have information or maybe you've seen this woman, please contact 251-208-7211. That's the number to the Mobile Police Department. So what would Alabama Democratic gubernatorial candidate Walt Maddox do if he were governor when it comes to this highly controversial policy of separating parents and children at U.S.-Mexico borders? Well, he says he would try to persuade President Trump to reconsider the policy instead of deploying Alabama National Guard troops to the southern border, saying, if I were governor, I would use the power of the office to encourage the president to find a humane solution to this issue. We cannot protect our borders while at the same time not dividing families. Let me say that again. We can protect our borders while at the same time not dividing families. Our values tell us that there's a better way to do this. As governor, I think you can exert that influence, and hopefully the president would listen. So the Trump administration says that they are just following following the law. You'll recall last week, Attorney General Jeff Sessions, he cited a Bible verse to justify the policy. There are calls from both sides for the president, for the administration to do something. 52 minutes ago, the AP tweeted out a story, which I have posted on Twitter at KellyK2KFinley, that says, because I know, Sean, we were talking about yesterday, where the babies are, the young ladies, the little girls. Well, Trump administration officials have been sending babies and other children forcibly separated from their parents at the U.S.-Mexico border to at least three tender-age shelters in South Texas. That's according to the Associated Press, and there is supposed to be a fourth shelter that will be added. And this is a story we're continuing to cover this morning on air, of course, and online, so be sure to follow us on our social media platforms. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
You know, I'd add there, you know, saying forcibly removed. Anytime you have a situation where arrest is made, I'm sure, and a parent goes one way and the child goes the other, by definition, unless the person is kind of a different person, this could be forcibly removed. I mean, it's, you know, it sounds, you think about it, you're like, oh, well, I mean, of course, you don't want to be separated from your children. This is going to be, by the way, if you want to hear what our Congressman Bradley Byrne thinks about the solution on the border, which bill he's going to back. Of course, they had that meeting last night. You were talking about that podcast. It would be hour number one of Midday Mobile from yesterday, about 15 minutes into the podcast, my conversation with Bradley Byrne. He talks about that. You can go check that out by going to the front page of our website, fmtalk1065.com. Just hit the tab that says podcast. You'll find the show right there and check it out. And while you're on the website, online opinion poll question brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Do you agree with tougher enforcement of immigration laws, even if it means separating children from their parents? Right now, 73% of respondents say yes. Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloni with WKRG News 5 this morning. A driver who crashed his truck early this morning is in the hospital after he was tased by Mobile police. The man, who has not been identified, crashed his truck near the Quick Pawn Shop on Cottage Hill Road. When officers arrived, he ran, and that's when he was tased. The driver was taken to the hospital. The Mobile County Sheriff's Office is looking for a man wanted in connection to a shooting early Tuesday morning. Police believe Elmo Jerome Moore knows something about the shooting on Walker Road. A new restaurant is opening in downtown Mobile today. Expect to see some Mardi Gras fanfare when the Ruby Slipper opens at 11 this morning. The restaurant boasts an impressive brunch menu with its roots in New Orleans. Construction is set to begin next year for a new hotel in Gulf Shores. The Embassy Suites luxury hotel will have a rooftop pool and a bar overlooking the beach. The $85 million hotel will have 229 rooms. I'm Jessica Taloni with WKRG News 5.
A con artist. That's what Will Ainsworth called Donald Trump. Ainsworth claims he'll stand up for our values, but he worked to defeat President Trump in 2016. Said Trump was, quote, not a conservative, and that his ridiculous act has gone far enough. There's more. State Representative Ainsworth claims he's a political outsider, but he voted on bills that benefited his own family's businesses. He controlled a Montgomery special interest group, funneled more than $120,000 in campaign cash to PACs and political candidates, including thousands to liberal Democrats. The truth is, Will Ainsworth isn't who he says he is. He's a Montgomery insider who tells you he's not. A self-proclaimed conservative who's run down Donald Trump. And now he wants to be your lieutenant governor. The real con artist? It's not President Trump. It's Will Ainsworth.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
The Daphne Library Summer Reading Program will offer a free drum circle workshop June 26 at 3:30 p.m. Community drum circles are a fun way to bring people together and a great way for people to explore their creativity. Teens and tweens are invited to drum together and connect with your own inner rhythm. Join in for an exciting musical experience. Seating is limited, so call 621-2818, extension 211 to register. Sponsored by Friends of the Daphne Public Library.
Who knew the Daphne Public Library had dubstep going on in the background? That's just going to make it all new summer there
reading
at the library.
Reading is cool.
That's right. Why. Drop the bass on some reading. 7:15, time to talk sports. Here's Corey Lavallee.
It's time for your Mobile Morning Sports Report. On Tuesday afternoon, Judge William H. Steele submitted an order canceling Friday's scheduled 10 a.m. hearing on St. Paul's federal lawsuit against the Alabama High School Athletic Association dealing with competitive balance. Competitive balance is a rule that requires private school teams that achieve a specific level of success to be reclassified for athletic purposes so they will play against public schools with larger enrollments. St. Paul's attorneys filed the lawsuit based on that competitive balance factor puts their student athletes at greater risk for injury, particularly in contact sports such as soccer and football. The St. Paul Saints currently have a 4A enrollment but are slated to play 6A football this upcoming season. According to Judge Steele's order, a written ruling will come as soon as it is reasonably practicable. The AA Southern League All-Star Game was played last night at Regents Field in Birmingham. Mobile Bay Bears outfielder Zach Gibbons was named the game's most valuable player, helping the South Division defeat the North Division 9-5. Gibbons entered the game in the sixth inning and went 3-for-3 with 4 RBIs and 3 runs scored. The North Division had a no-hitter going until Gibbons got a single in the seventh inning. Zach Gibbons becomes the first Bay Bear player to be named the MVP of a Southern League All-Star game since 2013 when outfielder Justin Green won the award. The Bay Bears return to Hank Aaron Stadium to start the second half of the season versus the Tennessee Smokies on Thursday for a 6-game homestand. At the College World Series on Tuesday, the SEC had a very good day and were going bananas. The Mississippi State Bulldogs pounded the North Carolina Tar Heels 12-2. Mississippi State is now 3 wins away from winning a national championship. Freshman Jordan Westberg tied a College World Series record with 7 RBIs, including a grand slam, proving that the potassium power that he has gotten from the bananas he's been using in the dugout is definitely working. The banana craze has now caught on with his teammates and Bulldog fans everywhere. Freshman Tanner Aller from UMS Wright had 1 hit and 1 RBI in the game also. The Florida Gators defeated and eliminated the Texas Longhorns 6-1, and Arkansas versus Texas Tech was postponed due to weather and will be played at 11 o'clock this morning. Oregon State and North Carolina start the nightcap in an elimination game. In FIFA World Cup soccer action in Russia, Japan defeated Colombia 2-1, Senegal beat Poland 2-1, and home team Russia scored 3 goals and got past Egypt. Today's action includes Portugal versus Morocco, Uruguay versus Saudi Arabia, and Iran versus Spain. In Major League Baseball action last night, the Braves beat the Blue Jays on the road 11-4. The Cubs split a doubleheader with the Dodgers. Tampa Bay ended the Astros' 12-game winning streak and got a 2-1 victory. And the Yankees sunk the Mariners 7-2 to keep the best record in the majors. And that's your look at Mobile Morning Sports.
Thank you, Corey. 718 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check Dr. Bill's forecast next.
The new 2-for-4 mix and match breakfast at Hardee's means you get 2 of our breakfast favorites for $4. Choose from the Frisco breakfast sandwich on buttery toasted sourdough or made from scratch biscuit sandwiches like the sausage and egg biscuit or the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit. And 2-4-4 isn't some kind of secret code to get the deal. Just 2 sandwiches for 4 bills. No password. So go hard at the Hardee's with the new $2-for-$4 mix and match breakfast.
For limited time at participating restaurants, text on
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today for isolated thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with afternoon temperatures in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey folks, Danny Cordy with the Mobile Sports Authority here. By now, you probably know the MSA is sold out of tennis shoes, but we're still the sports tourism arm for the city and county of Mobile, charged with bringing in sporting events, and we're excited for what's to come. Coming up, the Mobile Sports Authority will be hosting sporting events involving rugby, pole vaulting, youth football, cycling, auto racing, cross country, and more. Stay tuned for details on those events by visiting mobilesportsauthority.com or check us out on social media. Go all out. We do.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we do have an accident down Theodore Dawes Road in Mobile Greyhound Park. It's going to be without injuries. Officers are on the scene waiting for the records. It's still a good ride coming in from Daphne and Spanish Fort across the Bayway downtown to the tunnels from Pritchard to Saraland. Watch for local radar. Market in the Park is back again every Saturday till the end of July from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square. Stop downtown for locally produced fruits, veggies, plants, and flowers. Get all the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with the at the Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 75 degrees now at our studios. Look at the tropics as well with Dr. Bill coming your way just about 13 minutes from right now. Check in with Larry Kirby at LZM and see what's happening today. Hey, Larry.
Good morning, Sean. We got some fresh inventory.
Yeah, what you got? What's new on the lot at LZM?
Well, the first one I think will pique your interest. It is a 2007 Jeep Wrangler Unlimited four-wheel drive Sahara package.
Why are you doing this to me? You know my weakness. You know my midlife crisis mobile is a Jeep. That sounds perfect.
It also has a hard top, and it's also under $15,000.
Now we're talking. And let's also, if I come out there, check out that Jeep, and it does fit the bill for me dealing with this midlife crisis. What about financing?
The finance is great. I mean, we, like I say, we're dealing with different lenders every day. You know, we're getting people done from out of town. We got a couple done from Pensacola the day before yesterday that could beat the rate at their local credit union. So we've got a great examples of getting great rates in long terms.
Yeah, and that's the efficiency of it. Instead of shopping a whole bunch of different places, then coming to LCM, come to LCM and let you do that.
Absolutely. We can do it. You know, we can give them a good answer in 30 minutes or less, and different options and different ways to go.
I love it. All right, give us directions to come check out everything except that Jeep out there.
Highway 90 West and Theodore, online at lcmmotorcars.com, and the Jeep won't be on there for a couple days, so you get a little reprieve. Or they can like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry. Yeah, pull that Jeep around back. Thank you. My wife's not listening. I'm okay.
She can. She has mama ears.
Then I'll hide
she
the Jeep.
It all.
Then I'll hide the Jeep somewhere else there.
She can have the Jeep at the house, and she have the keys, not you.
But that's good. If she wants to do that, I'll have a spare set made. Listen, you don't get me in any more trouble than I'm already in. All right, 7:23, time to check headlines. Here's Troublemaker. I'm sorry, Kelly Finley.
You watch yourself, sir. I see you. Mm-hmm. Mama eyes and mm-hmm. ears over here. Mm-hmm. All right, Representative Bradley Byrne weighing in on the topic of separating children from their parents at U.S.-Mexico borders. You know, the zero-tolerance policy was announced back in May by Attorney General Jeff Sessions, and more than 2,300 children have been separated from their families. Representative Byrne says, quote, "Nobody wants to see children separated from their parents. If you're human with any feelings at all, you feel it's a really bad thing." Representative Byrne is calling for more humane solutions to be quickly implemented. Last night, he met with the president and other GOP leaders. He attended that meeting. Of course, you know about that because you listen to Mobile Mornings on Tuesday, you listened to Midday Mobile Tuesday afternoon, and you heard that interview. Sean, you've been talking about mm-hmm. it. It is online right now if you'd like to catch up. Good stuff there. Representative Byrne says that Congress needs to immediately pass legislation to get rid of this practice. Quote, "We need to change the law, and we need to do it quickly. This is one time we don't need to mess around legislatively. We need to get this done. There ought to be a way for us to keep the children with their parents while they go through the legal process of determining whether or not they're going to be deported or granted asylum. The problem right now is the process takes too long." Representative Byrne says that he has read a bill proposed by Texas Senator Ted Cruz, which would accelerate that process. So that is good news. Now, by law, child migrants traveling alone must be sent to facilities run by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services within 3 days of being detained. The agency then becomes responsible place those children in shelters or foster homes until they're either united with a relative or a sponsor in the community as they wait for their immigration court hearings. The government has called for proposals from shelters and foster care providers to provide services for all of these children as these numbers continue to climb. And this is also new, Sean, there's a call to action now. The government is wanting to hire more caregivers to deal with the situation. We'll keep you posted in all the new information pouring in regarding this hot button issue. And real quickly, police need your help to find a Memorial Day trigger man. 21-year-old Kevin Phillip Brown was accused of shooting a man in the chest on Andrew Street. That victim is 24 years old. They're not naming him as of yet, but what we do know, he did sustain a gunshot wound. He was seen running down the street before collapsing in a driveway. As for Kevin Phillip Brown, he is considered armed and dangerous. Have information? Call police. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. Also, talk about what's going on legislatively or what they're proposing in Washington. Yesterday, Senate Democrat leader Chuck Schumer said he's dismissing the proposal backed by Republican leaders to keep these families together at the border, arguing that President Trump could fix the problem more easily with a flick of his pen. That's what a flick of the
flick?
Pen.
Like a cigarette?
I don't know. Flick of the pen. I mean, you know, flick of the pen. So that's what Schumer says. In other words, he's not going to help on that. All right. 726 FM Talk 106.5. Reminder, too, the Summer Better Than Others contest is on, and the box moved, the registration box moved from the Carrot Patch in the Pine Brook Shopping Center, now at Old Time Feed in Fairhope. So
taking care of both sides of the bay.
That's right. So those of y'all that said, hey, I want to get registered, I'm in Baldwin County. Well, today's your day. For now, for the next week, your chance to get registered at the Carrot Patch, at Old Time Feed in Fairhope. So do that. And then, of course, we'll do this for a few more weeks. And then the grand prize, $5,500 worth of gear from our sponsors. All the details on our Facebook page and on our website. Speaking of the website as well, those podcasts Kelly was talking about are there, plus the online opinion poll question brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Do you agree with tougher enforcement of immigration laws, even if it means separating children from their parents? 78% of y'all say yes. You can vote online right now. All right, a couple stories from kind of outside the main news cycle, but I think are important. Number one, this officer that I've been celebrating from up in Indiana, been celebrating for a couple days on Twitter. I just want to remind you about this story. State police trooper in Indiana on I-65, all right, 35 miles south of Indianapolis. On Saturday, he's rolling through traffic, notices a huge backup in the left lane. The cause of it? A minivan that was doing less than the speed limit. The woman was driving under the speed limit, which was 70, and there were 20 cars stuck behind her. So the officer moves up and pulls her over. Under Indiana state law, the left lane is for passing. So if you're going under the speed limit, if you're going under the speed limit, you're legally required to get into the right lane. The woman didn't, so she got a ticket.
Good.
Okay. And Alabama has a similar law. We've talked about this in the past. People will say, I have the right to go any speed I want, you know, above, I guess, 45, the interstate speed. You don't in some states. Alabama, Indiana is one of those. And also the general consensus on social media, because that's, you know, that's where we get our directives from. I will agree with them, though. This cop is a hero. I think my wife said yesterday, God bless you. And if you want to move to Alabama or Florida, well, we were going to host that officer at our house.
So she's in the left lane doing her thing.
Less than speed limit.
Less than speed limit.
Yes.
Doesn't bother to look in their rearview mirror.
Right. Do you ever wonder about that, if they're just going, ha, ha, or
right,
they're just clueless to...
I don't know, but sometimes with people like that, when you pull up next to them,
mm-hmm,
you go, okay, now I get it.
Well, because,
now I totally get it, because you just are in your own zone.
But there's some of them in their own zone, some of them that know and won't look at you. They won't make eye contact with you.
Straight ahead.
Yeah, so I put that, by the way, his tweet has gotten 28,000 retweets as of yesterday. I know
nice.
I'm one of them. You can check those out on the Twitter feed at FM Talk 106.5. But good for that officer. And yeah, that is the law here in Alabama as well. All right, coming right back, more of Mobile Mornings. And Dr. Bill joins us next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Happening today, we are waiting for big news regarding the move of Mobile Regional Airport from West Mobile to downtown. We expect to learn today the results of a study looking at the cost and impact of that move. The City Council is considering a plan to build a modern public safety complex that would put the police department and fire department under one roof in Mobile. It's an effort to reduce some rather large maintenance bills for city-owned buildings that add up to about $83 million a year. The mayor's office wants to hire an architect design group from Winter Haven, Florida, to do a study on what it would take to build the new public safety complex. A driver who crashed his truck early this morning is in the hospital after he was tased by Mobile police. The man, who has not been identified, crashed his truck near the Quick Pawn Shop on Cottage Road. When officers arrived, he ran. That's when he was tased. The driver was taken to the hospital. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5.
Now through June 30th, save big at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes with clearance pricing and instant in-store rebates on all Liberty Colonial, Fat Boy, and Franklin Round Bolt Safe models. Hurry in while supplies last. Plus, get 0% financing and 12 months to pay with approved credit. Remember, Mike Ward's Liberty Safes offers free delivery up to 50 miles and most of all, service after the sale. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, located at Exit 5B, Moffitt and I-65 in Mobile. Just look for the giant yellow safe, 471-1137.
Administration separation of migrant children from parents continues today. The House is expected to vote on two immigration bills tomorrow. Correspondent Dana Bash says when President Trump met with GOP lawmakers yesterday, he talked about how family separation looked.
And that rubbed some Republicans the wrong way, who I talked to, who are saying, wait a minute, it's not just about the optics, which are not good. It's about what we are doing to these children.
President Trump's former lawyer, John Dowd, says former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort is in solitary confinement in Virginia. Dowd told Fox News the warden is concerned that someone might attack Manafort, whose bail on money laundering charges was revoked last week. South Korea's president is urging North Korea to present a plan with concrete steps toward denuclearization, raising pressure on dictator Kim Jong-un to offer substance following his summit with President Trump in Singapore. I'm Evan Haining.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. J.P. Morgan CEO James Diamond called for comprehensive immigration reform right now in an internal memo to bank employees that was reviewed by the Wall Street Journal. Diamond also chairs the business trade group Business Roundtable, which released a statement urging the Trump administration to end immediately the policy of separating accompanied minors from their parents. Diamond, who leads the largest U.S. bank by assets, wrote that reform is necessary, including a legislative solution for DACA recipients that allows them to stay in the U.S. Canadian officials are preparing for the possibility that the Trump administration imposes tariffs on motor vehicles and auto parts imported from its NAFTA partner. Foreign Minister Chrystia Freeland says the Canadian government's support for its auto sector will be equally firm and clear. The Commerce Department has begun a probe on the need for tariffs on imported cars and auto parts on national security grounds, similar to what was done before with levies on imported aluminum and steel. On Wall Street, futures are higher. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-244-6060. That's 800-244-6060. 800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Good morning, everyone. From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department still on the scene. Old Spanish Trail at Carroll Plantation. An accident with injuries. Several vehicles involved. Avoid that area if you can. For now, state troopers are saying they've got radar, but no wrecks in the roadways. If you're traveling across the Bayway, the Causeway, Daphne, Spanish Ford, a good start on the way in this morning. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, right across the street from Costco, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage. Your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less. With no cost, 2-year, 25,000 mile maintenance at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FN Talk 106.5 traffic.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 75 degrees, and we check in with Dr. Bill. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Sean.
And you and I were talking there during the news break that it can get hot tomorrow because then officially it's summer, right?
That's right. Begins at 5:07 tomorrow morning.
Okay. Oh, boy. So it's not. It's been spring kind of heat lately, but it'll change tomorrow to summer heat. What are we looking at for today?
Well, this last full day of spring, it should be rather hot. looks like about 92, perhaps 93 degrees for this afternoon, but just a slight chance of a thunderstorm. Right now, we have kind of a weak high pressure system over us, enough, though, to keep the thunderstorm activity down, allow the temperature to climb into the 90s. Now, tonight, we'll see a low of about 75, and then tomorrow, it's a little different story. An upper air disturbance will be moving across Alabama, and this will help set off thunderstorms tomorrow, mainly during the afternoon. That'll keep the temperature down just a little bit. So expect a high in the upper 80s to around 90 degrees tomorrow afternoon, but a decent chance that we'll see some thunderstorm activity. On Friday, that upper air disturbance moves on to the east, and it's back to just a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. And high around 90 degrees on Friday, but it gets warmer as that high builds over us this weekend. It'll be mostly sunny for Saturday and Sunday. Just a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, and temperatures will be in the low to mid-90s. So it looks like a hot weekend all along the Gulf Coast. And Monday, just about the same, in the low to mid-90s with a few afternoon thunderstorms. So prepare for a nice weekend. But hot, and that means a good chance that a lot of people will be heading down to the Gulf Coast.
All right, let's talk about the tropics. What are you watching there?
Yeah, we still have a lot of rainfall activity in the western Gulf, particularly along the Texas coast, and that disturbance moved in over the weekend, and some of that rain extends all the way up into Louisiana and to western Mississippi. That will eventually dissipate, but it's taken its time. The rest of the Gulf and the Caribbean and the Atlantic is quiet at this time. Just a few scattered thunderstorms here and there.
All right, Dr. Bill, I appreciate the update. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. All right, heading for this hot last day of spring. It'll be all right because tomorrow will be summer. Right. It'll be officially. Then it can be
glad
hot.
Glad you told us.
All right. Remember the website, podcast of our shows, available at fmtalk1065.com. Click the link for podcast. And I was talking off air with this with Dan a second ago. Story out of Pensacola. And, you know, I pulled this up early this morning. I know it sounds like I'm going back to my same old yarn. And I am, for good reason, about being so very, very careful about rip currents on the coast. We've posted up all the graphics we can, talked about it over time, mm-hmm. even suggested, you know, in a kind of a flippant manner, but somewhat serious, that because people are so worried about sharks, they ought to fly a shark or marine life flag when they have rip currents, because that seems to keep people out of the water when rip current flags don't, when the red flags are flying. Yesterday, though, the flags were not flying. I know in Pensacola, they said they put them up later in the day, the yellow flag. Elsewhere, there were yellow flags up on the Florida coast, but it was a fatal day in Pensacola. One person dead, five others pulled from the water at Pensacola Beach, according to Escambia County Public Information Officer Joy Sabuka. Says that the call came in about 3:37 yesterday afternoon, and they confirmed one death and the others pulled from the water, and the lifeguards having to work there. We heard that through some sources here that was a wedding party that was in the area, family from Texas, and that there were two 15-year-old boys that got in the water, got caught in the rip current, and one of the adults went in after them, and one of them was the one that drowned yesterday.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, it's you know, you got people in from out of town, or you live here yourself. Just be aware, be very careful of the rip currents, and learn what to do if caught in a rip current as well, and be aware of the situations on the beach. 7:39, we're coming right back.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
The right hire can have such an impact on your business, so it's crucial to make sure that your job post reaches the most qualified candidates. And you could try posting on job boards, but if you do that, do you really know who's going to see the posting? When you post your job on LinkedIn, it reaches 70% of the U.S. workforce. And unlike job boards, LinkedIn is a community that career-focused people visit every single day to grow professionally and explore job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs intelligently targets candidates based on their skills, recommendations, even how open they are to new opportunities like yours. And those insights are only available on the LinkedIn network. The result is that your post is matched to the best people for the job. That's probably why a new hire is made every 10 seconds on LinkedIn. And right now, you can go to linkedin.com/WAVH to get a $50 credit towards your first job post. That's linkedin.com/WAVH for your $50 credit. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, you're closer than you think.
741 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean. We now know why inmates at Metro Jail staged a sit-in on Tuesday. Authorities confirm roughly 20 inmates refused to follow orders from jail staff by peacefully sitting on the floor. They joined prisoners nationwide who are protesting against conditions and perceived slavery inside U.S. prisons. Spokesperson for the jail says that canine units were called in to, I like this word, encourage inmates to follow orders and return to their cells. Standoff lasted about 30 minutes or so. And good news, there's no fighting or issues with prison staff. So the standoff was part of a nationwide protest. You see, yesterday was a celebration of Juneteenth. June 19th, 1865, slaves in Texas were given word of freedom 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation. So on that day, slavery was formally abolished in Texas. As of today, 45 states recognize Juneteenth as a holiday. More than 24 hours later, and now we know yet another big name company severing ties with the BCA. First, Alabama Power withdrew from the Business Council of Alabama. Now we know Regions Bank and Power South have exited stage left. The Regions Senior Vice President Evelyn Mitchell says that the company exited the BCA, quote, after careful and thoughtful review, and it was effective immediately. We remain committed to supporting public policy and economic development initiatives that benefit Alabama and will direct our resources toward other efforts to strengthen the business climate and support economic growth in the state. Now, the media and communication director for Power South says, we feel the BCA has lost direction and no longer provides us value. We have lost confidence in their leadership. The Business Council has not yet commented on those two companies exiting, but here's what they had to say about Alabama Power yesterday after they announced that they too were leaving. They said, quote, Alabama Power has not been a member since April because of non-payment of dues. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. And don't forget, Sean said two more companies.
That's right.
Which sound like what?
Right. What did I say? Lou Cross and Lou Shield.
Yes.
Of Alabama, and Latipillar Company.
Yes.
Yeah, that sounds like, but I'm not going to divulge the actual names.
Just another reason to tune in to Midday Mobile.
That's right. Plus,
afternoon.
We'll talk with Jeff Poore coming up a little bit after 8 o'clock, and we have more on that as well. Mm-hmm. This is, you watch Alabama politics, you wonder how things happen, why they happen. You're getting a chance to see behind the curtain right now. Y'all pay attention.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know that life insurance rates are near record lows? If you own life insurance or are thinking of buying any, why spend more than you have to? Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped literally millions of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Here's how they do it. They monitor the products offered by dozens of the most well-respected brand-name life insurance companies you trust so that you get the lowest rates. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. 20 and 30-year rates are also available. And don't forget to ask them about the new term life plans that guarantee your money back even if you outlive your policy. Take 5 minutes and call AccuQuote for your free quote. Call 1-800-318-1787. Find out how much you can save on your life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 1-800-318-1787. That's 1-800-318-1787.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A driver who crashed his truck early this morning is in the hospital after he was tased by Mobile police. The man, who has not been identified, crashed his truck near the Quick Pawn Shop on Cottage Hill Road. When officers arrived, he ran, and that's when he was tased. The driver was taken to the hospital. The Mobile County Sheriff's Office is looking for a man wanted in connection to a shooting early Tuesday morning. Police believe Elmo Jerome Moore knows something about the shooting on Walker Road. A new restaurant is opening in downtown Mobile today. Expect to see some Mardi Gras fanfare when the Ruby Slipper opens at 11 this morning. The restaurant boasts an impressive brunch menu with its roots in New Orleans. Construction is set to begin next year for a new hotel in Gulf Shores. The Embassy Suites luxury hotel will have a rooftop pool and a bar overlooking the beach. The $85 million hotel will have 229 rooms. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join me for Midday Mobile, weekdays at noon, for local talk. The latest news, sports, pop, and unpop culture. Live, local, and fresh with your calls and opinions every weekday starting at noon right here on FM Talk 106.5. Turning up your voice. All right, 7:46, FM Talk 106.5, and time to check on sports. Here's Corey LeBounding.
Good morning on this hump day. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's. On Tuesday afternoon, Judge William H. Steele submitted an order canceling Friday's scheduled 10 a.m. hearing on St. Paul's federal lawsuit against the Alabama High School Athletic Association dealing with competitive balance. Competitive balance is a rule that requires private school teams that achieve a specific level of success to be reclassified for athletic purposes so they play against public schools with larger enrollments. St. Paul's attorneys filed the lawsuit based on that the competitive balance factor puts their student athletes at greater risk for injury, particularly in contact sports such as soccer and football. The St. Paul Saints currently have a 4A enrollment but are slated to play 6A football this upcoming season. According to Judge Steele's order, a written ruling will come as soon as it is reasonably practicable. The AA Southern League All-Star Game was played last night at Regents Field in Birmingham. Mobile Bay Bears outfielder Zach Gibbons was named the game's most valuable player, helping the South Division defeat the North Division 9-5. Gibbons entered the game in the sixth inning and went 3-for-3 with 4 RBIs and 3 runs scored. The North Division had a no-hitter going until Gibbons got a single in the seventh inning. Zach Gibbons becomes the first Bay Bear player to be named the MVP of a Southern League All-Star game since 2013, when outfielder Justin Green won the award. The Bay Bears returned to Hank Aaron Stadium to start the second half of the season versus the Tennessee Smokies on Thursday for a 6-game homestand. At the College World Series on Tuesday, the SEC had a very good day. The Mississippi State Bulldogs pounded the North Carolina Tar Heels 12-2 and didn't fall for the banana in the tailpipe. Mississippi State is now 3 wins away from winning a national championship. Freshman Jordan Westberg went bananas, tying a College World Series record with 7 RBIs, including a grand slam, proving that the potassium power that he has gotten from the bananas he's been using in the dugout is working for the team. The banana craze has caught on, and now Bulldog fans and teammates are definitely using the bananas every single game. Freshman Tanner Allen from UMS had 1 hit and 1 RBI for the Bulldogs also. The Florida Gators defeated and eliminated the Texas Longhorns 6-1, and Arkansas versus Texas Tech was postponed due to the weather, and they'll play at 11 o'clock this morning. Oregon State and North Carolina wrap things up tonight in an elimination game. In FIFA World Cup soccer action in Russia, Japan defeated Colombia 2-1, Senegal beat Poland 2-1, and home team Russia scored 3 goals and got past Egypt. Today's action includes Portugal versus Morocco, Uruguay versus Saudi Arabia, and Iran versus Spain. In Major League Baseball action last night, the Braves beat the Blue Jays on the road 11-4. The Cubs split a doubleheader with the Dodgers. Tampa Bay Rays ended the Astros' 12-game winning streak and got a 2-1 victory. And the Yankees sunk the Mariners 7-2 to keep the best record in the majors. And that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell and North Florida Street.
From the Benson Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, officers are on the scene of that accident with injuries at Old Spanish Trail and Carroll Plantation Road. Several vehicles involved. Again, avoid that area if you can. If you're traveling from the 65 Splint, Tillman's Corner and Theodore, it's pretty quiet. And no problems traveling downtown for the tunnels and across to Bayway and the Causeway. Good start to the morning so far. Stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel at Point Clear and you'll get the lowest rate of the summer. Stay on July 1st and 2nd at the $229 advance purchase rate. Go online to grand1847.com for reservations. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with afternoon temperatures in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
All right, 752 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. Glad you're along. Sean, Kelly, Corey, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. Hey, coming up next hour, too, Jeff Poore joins us. Lots to talk about from the Washington perspective, down on the border, and right here at home in Alabama politics. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
All righty. Thank you, Sean. We do know there's a fire in Alberta, which our news partners are closely watching. We'll get you more information as it becomes available, but did want to make you aware of that, multiple units are working to get that situation extinguished, literally. All right, it is 7:52. If you love your city, love your sports, and all about the bronze, silver, and gold, you can cheer on our local athletes tomorrow. The Mobile Hurricanes hit the hardwood in a scrimmage. The Hurricanes are the City of Mobile Special Olympics basketball team, representing not just the City of Mobile, but also the state of Alabama, in the 2018 Special Olympics USA Games in Seattle from June 30th through July the 7th. So Coach Bell and his Hurricanes, they are a city therapeutic recreational program. So Thursday scrimmage between the Cottage Hill Christian Academy varsity boys basketball team and the Hurricanes is tomorrow night, 6 p.m. at the Cottage Hill Warrior Gymnasium. All proceeds will help cover the expenses of this upcoming trip for the Hurricanes. I love this. City of Mobile and the mayor, Mayor Sandy Simpson, says they are incredibly proud of these athletes and the coaches and the staff in our therapeutic recreational program. And it is amazing to watch our community rally around these determined athletes. We were talking about this last hour, and just a reminder, you now can have your prescriptions delivered directly to your home. That is, if you like CVS, that is the drugstore chain. They announced on Tuesday they're starting next-day delivery from their 9,800 locations nationwide. Same-day prescription delivery will be available in New York City, Boston, Miami, Philadelphia, San Francisco, and D.C. Here's how it works. Customers can request their prescription delivery via the CVS Pharmacy app or call your neighborhood store. Delivery cost is $4.99. And as if that weren't good enough, Sean, as if that weren't sweet enough.
Right.
You can also add common health and household items to your delivery. Cold and flu, allergy medications, pain relief, first aid, digestive health, vitamins, baby, personal and feminine care products. All that can be added to your prescription order. Again, delivery costs $4.99. So CVS says they know that they're the first national drugstore chain to offer delivery nationwide. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
You know, you've seen this in the restaurant business for sure. And even restaurants that don't deliver themselves, these third-party people that do delivery for them have really stepped up. And I read a story about 3 weeks to a month ago in the Wall Street Journal talking about how even these restaurants that are not doing the deliveries themselves have had to retool their kitchens and their systems because of the volume of delivery business. So, I mean, people expect even the restaurant, you know, usually it used to be, well, we're going to eat pizza. We're going to eat Chinese food. We're going to eat something because it's deliverable.
Right.
Now, pretty much
everything
can be delivered.
Like.
So that's changed the business model. And now, obviously, CVS moving into this on the pharmacy front. I do worry about the idea of delivery on drugs in the world of today.
Yeah. But there's some drugs you have to show your ID to, even with antihistamines.
Right.
You know, like Dimetapp, I want to say.
Right. So what happens when these are being...
Robitussin, that's the one.
Yeah, when these are being delivered. And what about prescription drugs being delivered? What's the situation there? I don't know. I mean, maybe they've thought about
that.
Yeah,
maybe they've thought it through, but maybe the person has to be there to sign for it. They're not going to leave things on a doorstep. Or
I'm just thinking if gas continues to skyrocket, somebody's going to say, you know what?
$4.99 is not a bad deal.
That's not a bad deal. Throw in some milk and...
While you're at, if it's going to cost that much...
Right. And
you're
going to
load it.
Gum.
Yeah, you're going to load it up for sure.
You are.
Coming up next hour, turning up your voice at 343-0106. And also, happy National American Eagle Day. You know, every day of the year is something day.
That's right.
This one's pretty cool. Day set aside to honor our national symbol, raise awareness for protecting the bald eagle, and assist in the recovery of their natural environments and take part in educational outreach. Bald eagle is both the national bird and the national animal of the United States and appears on the seal, of course. It could have been if Ben Franklin had his way. Could have been. Y'all know what bird?
What?
The wild turkey.
What?
Yeah, which is cool. Oh, speaking of which, I have a story about tariffs and bourbon coming up, too, later on today. But the bald eagle on the brink of extinction in the latter 20th century, those days are over. The rebound for bald eagles has been something monumental. Whether you're in the Delta here, down at the beach, I know up where we are in Western Washington County on the farm, we get a pair that nest there every year.
Are they so beautiful?
They are. They take more than their share of fish out of the ponds, but they're the national symbol, so I let them have them.
Like hungry hippos.
Yeah, so let them take their cut of the action. Bald Eagle Day, National Bald Eagle Day. Get your eagle on or whatever you do on this day, and we'll be right back.